90 days and agree on a date. I didn't ask that in the ultimate. I simply suggested that I couldn't tell the court at this time how soon I could be ready and wouldn't know until some indefinite time. I know that Your Honor has the right and responsibility and that Your Honor will fix a date. And I want a date fixed that will not require more shadow boxing as we sometimes do in these motions. I want to be ready, but I want just opportunity to be ready. And I understand that I will be required that if I follow my responsibility to as a lawyer and my general practice. And I tell you, Your Honor, that I'm not even going to be able to get started on that until I can get off the docket of a great many other judges that are now I'm committed to trial, actually, in major lawsuits every week except Christmas week through the month of March. But I'm not asking the court to consider that at all. I asked for this by appearing here today, and I expect to follow whatever the court says. But I suggest that the second term of court, if that 90-day term, if the as the very earliest, not only the end of this term, but at the end of the next, which would, I understand from Mr. Canale, would take us into the month of May. And now, that's my situation, Your Honor. And I submit my client's welfare and to Your Honor's with that explanation.
May it please the court, Your Honor, without making any attempt to suggest in any form when the trial will be set to clarify the record, but the point, his feelings. Either he misunderstood our answer or we misunderstood his question. We thought his question to us was, when he came back in a moment ago, had the prosecution turned over to us any statements that they had taken from the state's witnesses, and we told him, no, sir, we had not. And that was our understanding, and I would like the record to show that, because I can assure Mr. Foreman that we had had the keys, and we were ready to go to trial. And
please, of course, there's no doubt that this defense has rights to a fair and impartial trial, but I don't think we ought to overlook in this case the rights of the citizens of this state to get this case on trial and give the defendant a fair and impartial and speedy trial and get rid of this case. This defendant has been in custody since June. Now, it's not unheard of in these courts, as Your Honor knows, where these delaying tactics are used when you come right down to the day of trial and the defendant comes in and says, I'm firing my counsel. I want new counsel. Now, that cannot go on ad infinitum. If he decides to fire Mr. Foreman, whenever the case is set for trial, there should be some provision made where he can be brought speedily to trial. And I don't know how that would be, but Your Honor should give that some thought. That if he decides to use this delaying tactic again, that it will not be tolerated by this court, and the state of Tennessee is going to insist that this case get a speedy and early setting. I don't think it's any secret, and I'm not telling Mr. Foreman anything he doesn't know. When I say that a continuance in any criminal case militates against the state's case, it usually helps the defendant's case, as a general rule. And I want to do everything I can to protect the rights of this state and the citizens of this state in getting this show on the road and getting a fair, impartial, and a speedy trial. Now, if Mr. Foreman has all these private cases he's talking about, then I think he's going to have to make arrangements to do something with him if he's coming into this court and ask for an unreasonable delay in preparing this case for trial since the defendant has been in custody. The state of Tennessee has 4,500 cases a year we've got to dispose of in these courts, and this case has bogged us down to a great extent. I don't think that every other criminal case we've got in this county should continue to suffer by continuances and the turmoil which goes on around here pending the trial of this case. And I'm going to have to insist with Your Honor that the rights of the state be recognized in the early setting of this case.
May I make one application to that?
May it please the court, the rights of the state are not necessarily limited to a verdict of guilty. The rights of the state are, and the justice prevails when an individual is acquitted who should be acquitted, just as when one is convicted that should be convicted. And if delay does work in favor of a defendant, it's not necessarily a derogation of the rights of the state. I only offer that for cogitation on the part of the prosecution.
I didn't say anything about acquittal of guilt, John. I said a fair and impartial and speedy trial.
Set this case on Monday, the 3rd of March. And do it with this visa. I understand that you have a great many commitments. I'm setting it without any regard to those commitments, so that you will do something, whatever is necessary about it. I think that you will know a great deal more about your case in 30 days.
I would just like to make the suggestion to the court new panel is called, it appears like we're going to trial and a new panel is to be called, it's sufficient need that the court direct the jury commissioner to have drawn from the box sufficient means where we'll have enough jurors so that we won't have to be calling a special venire every day, which the sheriff has to send 25 or 50 men out all during the day and night to get a special venire. And if I just want to make that suggestion to the court, that when we start on this thing, let's have enough jurors selected, even if they come in day by day, not all at the same time, to have them qualified to come in, and so we won't have any unnecessary delay once we get started on this.
I think your position is well taken. The court will do whatever is necessary to that.
Please. Everything in?